Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Money Proud, The Queer Guide to Generate Wealth, Slay Debt, and Build Good Habits to Secure Your Future by Nick Wolny, is a personal finance guide written specifically for queer readers. Wolny, known for writing about the intersection of money and queer culture, positions the book as a practical roadmap for financial independence rather than a generic budgeting manual. Its subject is familiar personal finance territory: debt repayment, spending control, income growth, saving, investing, and long-term planning. Its distinct purpose is to explain those subjects through the realities of LGBTQ's life, including minority stress, economic discrimination, chosen family structures, and cultural pressure around belonging and self-expression. The book uses accessible language, humor, and culturally specific framing to make financial topics less alienating. Rather than treating money management as pure discipline, it examines how identity, safety, community, and emotional regulation influence financial decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, minority stress as a starting point for financial behavior. One of the book's most distinctive choices is to begin personal finance with stress rather than spreadsheets. Wolny argues that money avoidance is not simply laziness or lack of discipline. For many queer people, it can be connected to chronic stress, fear, shame, or years of directing emotional energy towards safety and identity. This framing matters because financial advice often assumes that a reader is calm, resourced, and ready to optimize. Money Proud instead suggests that a person who is overwhelmed may struggle to check an account balance, make a debt plan, or think about retirement even when they know those actions are important. By treating stress as a practical financial variable, the book broadens the definition of financial literacy. It implies that improving money habits may require reducing avoidance, naming emotional triggers, and building enough stability to make clear decisions. This approach does not replace technical advice, but it explains why technical advice often fails when psychological conditions are ignored. Secondly, unlearning money beliefs shaped by homophobia and comparison culture. Money Proud highlights the idea that queer readers may have internalized financial patterns that are not usually named in mainstream advice. Wolny identifies homophobic money thought patterns to unlearn, including avoidance, secrecy, and comparison culture. The point is not that every financial problem is caused by identity, but that identity can shape what people believe is safe to discuss, pursue, or desire. For someone who grew up hiding parts of themselves, silence around money can feel familiar. For someone seeking acceptance, visible spending may become a way to signal belonging or success. The book's value lies in connecting these patterns to concrete financial consequences such as credit card debt, impulse spending, or delayed planning. It also challenges rigid inherited rules, such as all debt being bad or budgeting requiring deprivation. By asking readers to inspect where their assumptions came from, Wolny makes mindset work less vague and more diagnostic. The goal is to replace inherited shame with financial choices that reflect present priorities and realistic trade-offs. Thirdly, expense mapping and debt reduction as the foundation of control. The book uses expense mapping as a practical entry point for readers who need clarity before strategy. Tracking spending is presented not as punishment, but as a way to locate where money is currently going and whether that pattern matches a person's goals. This is important because many financial problems remain abstract until they are made visible. Wolny also treats debt with nuance. Rather than repeating a simple command to avoid borrowing, he distinguishes between forms of debt and encourages readers to understand why debt occurred, what it costs, and how it can be reduced. The debt snowball method appears as one accessible repayment strategy because it gives readers measurable progress by clearing smaller balances first. That approach can be psychologically useful, especially for people who feel defeated by large totals. The broader lesson is that financial control starts with information knowing expenses, minimum payments, interest burdens, and available cash flow. Without that map, advice about investing or wealth building is premature. Fourthly, building wealth without erasing queer joy or self-expression. A recurring tension in the book is the mismatch between conventional frugality advice and the realities of queer culture. Wolny does not present wealth building as a demand to become austere, invisible, or joyless. Instead, he argues for financial systems that leave room for self-expression while still limiting destructive consumerism and lifestyle inflation. This distinction is central to the book's tone. It recognizes that spending on community, appearance, travel, relocation, or chosen family may carry emotional and social meaning, but it also warns that pressure to keep up can create debt and insecurity. The concept of the golden cage captures how higher income and elevated spending can trap people in jobs or lifestyles they do not truly want. Wolny's emphasis on income growth also widens the conversation beyond cutting expenses. The practical implication is that financial independence requires both boundaries and ambition, controlling leaks in spending, questioning status purchases, and seeking better earning opportunities without reducing life to accumulation alone. Lastly, investing, estate planning, and future security for queer lives. Money Proud moves beyond short-term money repair into long-term security, especially through investing and estate planning. Its investing guidance is designed to demystify a subject that many beginners assume requires expert status before they can start. The book's broader claim is that queer people need access to wealth-building tools because savings alone may not provide enough protection over a lifetime. Estate planning is especially important in the book's queer financial lens. Many LGBTQ people rely on partners, friends, and chosen family structures that may not be automatically protected by default legal systems. Without documents such as a will, healthcare directive, or power of attorney, decisions may fall to biological relatives or legal hierarchies that do not reflect the person's actual life. This makes planning less about wealth for the wealthy and more about agency. Wolny treats future planning as a way to define care, legacy, and protection in concrete terms, not merely as an administrative task. In conclusion, Money Proud is best suited for LGBTQ readers who want a beginner-friendly but culturally aware guide to personal finance. It will be especially useful for people who feel alienated by mainstream money books, have avoided financial conversations, carry debt, or want to build wealth without adopting a restrictive lifestyle model. Readers outside the queer community can also benefit from its analysis of how stress, identity, social pressure, and family structure influence money choices. Practically, the book offers a path from awareness to action: examine inherited beliefs, map expenses, manage debt, grow income, begin investing, and prepare legal documents that protect the future. Intellectually, it reframes financial literacy as a social and emotional issue as well as a technical one. What makes the book stand out in the personal finance category is its lavender lens. Many finance books promise universal rules, but Wolny emphasizes that advice works best when it accounts for lived context. By combining basic financial mechanics with queer cultural analysis, the book fills a gap between standard budgeting manuals and identity-centered self-help. Its contribution is not a radically new investment theory, but a more relevant, readable, and psychologically realistic framework for readers whose financial lives have been shaped by community, discrimination, resilience, and the search for security. If you would like to support Nick Wolny, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.